This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Judges at the top United Nations court ordered Israel on Friday to halt its military assault on the southern Gaza city of Rafah in a landmark emergency ruling on South Africa's case accusing Israel of genocide.
Immediately halt its military offensive and any other action in the Rafah governorate which may inflict on the Palestinian group in Gaza conditions of life that would bring about its physical destruction in whole or in part.
The International Court of Justice, or World Court, President Nawaf Shalom said the situation in the Palestinian enclave had deteriorated since the court last ordered Israel to take steps to improve it. Israel is unlikely to comply with the order. The Israeli military said on Friday it had recovered the bodies of three hostages taken into the Gaza Strip after they were killed during the October 7th attack by militants of Hamas, a U.S.-designated terrorist group.
Their bodies were rescued during a special operation based on precise intelligence in the area of Gaza.
Israeli Chief Military Spokesperson Rear Admiral Daniel Hagari added the overnight operation by the Army and Intelligence Services was carried out in Jabalia in northern Gaza, where there's been intense fighting in recent days. Israeli forces stepped up military strikes on Gaza on Friday, residents and medics said, with heavy fighting reported in Jabalia in the north and tanks pushing further into Rafah in the south. Medics said at least five Palestinians were killed when houses were hit in Jabalia, and more were believed to be trapped under rubble. In the southern city of Rafah, bordering Egypt, where an escalating Israeli assault has sent hundreds of thousands of people fleeing, residents reported explosions. This is VOA News.